When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end here at Country Gal Corral. The gate's open. Come on in and let's visit. Now, you've heard it said they go together like salt and pepper or peanut butter and jelly, chips and dip or Bert and Ernie. Combining opposites or compatibles is often considered an art form in culinary circles and interior design. It is a publicist's dream to market a famous team like Dean and Martin, or create a dynamic duo like Batman and Robin. But some things, I contend, are still better left as one. Too much crossing can lead to strange outcroppings that will make one wish they had left well enough alone. For example, consider the craze over designer dogs. They are becoming quite popular, but I wonder if we haven't taken the freedom to intermingle a little too far. By all rights, it looks to me like they've just reinvented the mutt. Try these newfangled creations on for size and decide for yourself whether it's a mistake or genius. The American Bullwhiler. Now, this is a cross between an American Bulldog and the Rottweiler. Envision being attacked and killed with slobber. How about the American Eagle Dog? Take an American Eskimo and breed it to a beagle. Voila! You get a cold season tracker who can pull the sled down every rabbit trail he whiffs, knocking you off with low-lying branches through the Great Northern Territory. I've owned a beagle, can you tell? If you want to keep the cattle or sheep rounded up in the snow, an Oskie is your breed. The cross of an Australian cattle dog and the Siberian Husky will make livestock driving far more lively if you have the dog pull you on skis. Now, in short, a biscotti is not an English biscuit. It is a basset hound and a Scottish terrier. Now, here's the plan. You take a sturdy little dog with short legs, a long head, and pointy ears, and you breed her to a short, heavy dog with a large, round head and droopy ears. Now, since the front feet of the terrier are larger than her back feet, you put some pounds on her rear quarters with a basset butt. Not only will their pup's ears hang low and their rumps be heavy in tow, they'll also have bushy eyebrows and beards to drag the ground. Hey, don't be fooled. A chiweenie is not something on a Mexican restaurant's menu, but it does sort of look like a burrito with tortillas for ears. I discovered countless crosses with poodles and beagles and labs, oh my. Borders and shih tzu and pinchers and palms dotted the hybrid hodgepodge. And there seems to be a penchant for turning upland game dogs or waterfowl retrievers into useless doormats by breeding the sport right out of them. So it goes. Different strokes for different folks. But I wonder what the dogs lying around this summer think about the erratic matchmaking. Is a Labradoodle afraid to get its hair wet? Will a China Jack mess up its crest when it chases a rat? Does a Ratapap feel naked or a Shinganese miss its schnoz? Does a Shepherdor herd the cattle on dry land or drag them by the nape as they cross the creek? Is a petite golden doodle really ever certain whether to bark in English, Spanish, or French? Heinz 57 no longer means a mixed bag of canine wonder, but as for me, I think I still prefer the original versions. At least I can pronounce my pet's breed and not sound like I'm sneezing. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate closed for today.